WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
After three hit Indiana Jones movies, producer George Lucas is bringing his character to TV in a new series that features not one Indy, but three. TV critic David Bianculli explains.
You remember the last Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? That was the one where River Phoenix played a teenaged Indiana Jones in a flashback before Harrison Ford showed up. Well, the structure of the new ABC series, The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, takes that time-shifting technique and pushes it even further. Some episodes in the Chronicles will focus on Indy as a young man, at age 16. Other episodes will show him at age 10. In all cases, the stories will be told by a modern-day Indy who's now 93 years old and counting. And in this week's premiere, viewers get to meet all three in a two-hour adventure that begins in Egypt, ends in Mexico, and features such supporting characters as Lawrence of Arabia, George S. Patton, and Pancho Villa. The various Indies are played by relative unknowns. Corey Carrier is the boy version, Sean Patrick Flannery is the young man, and George Hall plays the old codger, who in the premiere sees a couple of bored kids in a museum and holds them spellbound with his stories of mummies, bandits, and faraway places.
So what about the jackal?
The jackal? What jackal?
The one with the eyes of fire. Did it ever turn up?
Yes. Jackal with the eyes of fire. Well, that's another story.
Oh, come on, mister. We gotta know what happened.
Oh, wouldn't you?
Hey, man, we gotta. Come on, mister, please.
That's the reaction George Lucas wants from all the youngsters watching Young Indiana Jones. The plan is to get them interested, maybe even excited, about foreign lands, foreign languages, historical figures, existential questions, the whole Joseph Campbell ball of wax. The objective is terrific, the scenery is gorgeous, and there's no denying the thrill in watching a 10-year-old kid climb up one of the Great Pyramids. With 98% of all TV shows filmed in either California or Canada, that's a big treat. But to some adults, the parade of historical figures may seem a little too gimmicky, and the dialogue a little too obvious. Here's a scene where 10-year-old Indy and his tutor, played by Margaret Tysak, get an impromptu lecture from Lawrence of Arabia. Joseph Bennett plays T.E. Lawrence, Ned, to friends like little Indy.
You are breathing the same air as the men who laid the mummy to rest.
Wow. Sounds great. I'd like to be an archaeologist.
Maybe you'll add a new page to history, or discover a treasure beyond price.
And get rich.
No, Henry. The archaeologists don't get rich. Archaeology doesn't steal from the past. It opens it, so that everyone may learn from its treasures.
On the one hand, I think that's a little overwritten. On the other hand, it seems hypocritical of me to keep moaning about what a dumb and boring and bland TV season this is, then turn around and complain about minor flaws in a program this different, this well-meaning, and this ambitious. Hey, it even has subtitles for the foreign language portions, instead of having everyone everywhere speak English like the series The Time Tunnel did. But if I had a third hand, I'd point out that I was wrong in guessing that my own kids would find the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles slow and wordy and dull. They were as captivated as those kids listening to the old Indy, and they loved it. So while adults may look at this series with a jaded eye, children will be wide-eyed and really might learn something. There's not as much action as in the Indiana Jones movies, but in this series, it's not the action that counts. It's the reaction of the youngsters who tune in.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.